Woodlanders scattered and began running for the tunnels as pieces of limestone hurtled and flew, shattering against the rocks. Matthias hewed at one side of the statue with his war blade. Orlando pounded at the other side with his battle axe. Nadaz screeched and raged inside the head of the great white idol. Steel rang against stone as chunks, splinters, powder and lumps of limestone whizzed in all directions. The muscles stood out like knotted cords upon the back of Orlando the axe as he slashed and hacked. Coated in white dust, Matthias swung the double-edged blade, biting deep into the base of the statue. Grunting and sweating, the two warriors battered away at the likeness of Malcharis until the limestone began shuddering under the impact. Cracks started to show, running the length of the limestone column, which joined the floor of the ledge to the ceiling of the cave. The warriors continued their onslaught, but now doggedness had replaced their former reckless spirit. Still they swung with deadly purpose, ignoring the chips and lumps of stone that flew about them like missiles, directing all the force of their blades against the idol, while Nadaz ranted and screamed,
"You cannot escape! I will hound you across the woodlands, through the seasons, by night and day!"
The rat's tirade was blotted out by a deep rumbling that emanated from base to apex of the statue, and the whole ledge began to tremble. Matthias shouldered his sword, then realization of what was happening took over, and he jerked at the fur of the badger's back. Oblivious to everything except the destruction of the evil symbol, Orlando the axe flung his whole frame against each crashing blow as his weapon bit deeper and deeper into the groaning, splitting stone. Matthias ducked as the double-headed blade swung past him.
"Orlando, stop!"
he roared at his companion.
"The whole place is collapsing! We must get out!"
With an explosion like a thunderclap, the statue of Malcharis broke off at its base. Matthias and Orlando ran for the tunnel entrance, hearts pounding, ears ringing, as they raced across the quaking ledge. They had caused the earth to dance, just as Jabez Stump's forebears had witnessed long ago. The untold weight of the idol dropped, tearing a colossal piece of the cave ceiling with it. A widening rift split the entire ledge into two sections as the statue plunged into the depths and the rock walls shattered. The two warriors dashed up the tunnel with the entire underground collapsing behind them. Matameo sat in the copse, watching the last of the woodland horde climbing out into the sunlight. Creatures danced and laughed, rolling in the grass, embracing the trees and waving at the great golden eye of the sun above. Basil winked at him.
"By jingo, that's something worth waiting to see, what?"
Tess flung herself down at the young mouse's side.
"Fresh air and freedom, Matty. It tastes better than strawberry wine and new bread."
The ground beneath their paws started to tremble. They froze, hugging the earth as the whole copse began to shake. Jube grasped his father's spikes.
"What is it, Pa?"
he asked worriedly. Jabez hugged his young one to him.
"The earth is dancing, just as the cliffs once did."
Jess and Sam dashed to the flight of steps that ran down to the underworld.
"Matthias! Orlando!
Get out of there!"
they called. The steps shuddered violently. Jess peered into the gloom.
"There's some beast coming. Make way, Sam!"
Little Vitch, the rat, scampered out, as if demons were biting his tail.
"Cell began moving and the door fell off. Help me!"
Matameo grabbed him by the neck.
"My father and Orlando, did you see them?"
No, I just ran. It's falling in down there. God, you hear it?"
Basil Staghair flung himself upon Orma and dragged her back as she tried to get to the steps.
"Father, my father's in there,"
she protested. A deep rumbling boom exploded from the bowels of the cavern. Trees started to sway crazily, and the earth bucked like a tablecloth being shaken free of crumbs. Matameo took hold of Orma's paw, and they lay flat on the ground.
"We don't leave here until our fathers are out,"
the mouse declared. Basil buried his face against the trembling ground.
"Well spoken, young'un, I second that proposal."
There followed a terrific bang. The entire copse fell, creating a huge valley. From the hole in the ground where the steps started, a whooshing gust of air, white with limestone dust, flew high into the sky like a geyser. Two round objects shot out like balls from the mouth of a cannon. Matthias landed high in the branches of an elm. Orlando hit the top of a rowan and came crashing to earth in a cloud of twigs and leaves. The axe and the sword stood quivering in the bole of a young beech. Then the earth stood still.